We now know who makes up the 76th annual Golden Globe nominees.
And joining us live to talk about it, WTOP's entertainment editor Jason Fraley, who was up bright and early this morning to catch it all. Hey, unlike the Oscars, the Globes have two Best Picture categories, one for drama, one for comedy. How does that work, and how did it all shake out?
Yeah, it's always weird. Every year, there's always some head-scratchers in terms of how that they make that distinction versus drama and then comedy slash musical. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think this year, A Star is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, or even Bohemian Rhapsody, that those two might be in the musical category. It seems like it's invented just for that. But no, they're actually on the drama side this year, so I would have almost switched it. But you understand why, because A Star is Born is definitely not a comedy. So it's weird how that works. But anyway, so it shook out with Best Picture Drama as A Star is Born, which I think is the favorite, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, nice to see Spike back. I think that was his most inspired work in years. If Beale Street Could Talk by Barry Jenkins of Moonlight. And Black Panther, the first Marvel superhero movie ever to get in here. Mm. So good on them. I mean, it was a historic movie, so you could see why. On the comedy side, my favorite, Green Book, which I'm rooting for big time. Crazy Rich Asians, so we'll have some nice diverse faces in the crowd. The Favorite, which I think's overrated. I wasn't a fan. Mm-hmm. And then two movies that haven't even come out yet, Mary Poppins Returns and Vice. They come out towards Christmas. If I had to predict, I'd say maybe Green Book wins the comedy one and maybe A Star is Born for best drama. Although, who knows? Black Panther could do a little upset. Who knows?
There you go.
So what about snubs, Jason? Anybody?
Yeah, to me, I think the biggest one, I wanted so much more for A Quiet Place. I think it's biased because, you know, it's a creature feature, you know, horror movie. I think there's a bias against that naturally. They usually go for the dramas. But I thought Emily Blunt was so good, especially that bathtub scene trying to hold in the newborn child without making a noise. And John Krasinski, the whole quiet premise where they can't make a noise, he basically told a whole visual storytelling story with no dialogue, barely. So I think that was snubbed. First Man, I think, is criminally underseen and underrated. That's Damien Chazelle, who did La La Land, the Neil Armstrong story. You'd think Ryan Gosling would at least get in there, or at least for director, but that got snubbed. Nothing for Widows, Viola Davis, Steve McQueen, I think that's a snub. And I think Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno, I think her script for Tully should have been in there, but it's nice to see Charlize Theron at least nominated for that. Go see Tully. It's so good, guys.
Oh, yeah, I did see it, and it is excellent.
The shocker. Chakra ending.
It is. Hey, the TV side, that's the other part of the Golden Globes. How did that shake out?
Yes, on the drama side, I think this is going to be the year of the Americans. You know, it won at the Emmys. It's its final season. The Americans is overdue for a win, especially with Game of Thrones being on its little hiatus. I think it's got a shot. But it's nice to see new shows like Killing Eve with Sandra Oh and Homecoming with Julia Roberts. The comedy side, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I love. It just came back.
Yeah.
It won last year, so, you know, I guess it could be the favorite, but I'm also rooting for The Good Place with Kristen Bell.
Oh, premise. That's my, I call it the happy place. It makes me so happy.
Right, it's such a cool premise with Kristen Bell mistaken. Going to Heaven, which is run by Ted Danson, but then even talk about Twist, the end of that season. You got to go check that out. And then, you know, then they also have the miniseries size with Amy Adams in Sharp Objects, an American Crime Story, Assassination of Gianni Versace, won at the Emmys, so that could probably win there. But for me, I'm rooting for The Good Place.
All right. Yay. Anything else you want to lay on us, Jason?
I can't wait to see how this is going to affect the Oscar race. I mean, usually there's those two big horses that come out of this, so I'm thinking it's going to be Green Book and probably A Star is Born, and they'll probably duke it out there. But I mean, we got a lot of a good diverse crop of genres and representation here. I'm excited, but like I said, I wish A Quiet Place was in there a little more.
All right. WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
Thanks, Jason.